I would just be, I will try to make it in 1 minute. First of all, I would like to say thank you very much for mentioning the responsibility of tourists to protect the environment and also the cultural and historic heritage, as well as local communities. This has been the traditional, let's say, focus of attention of UN tourism, the protection of consumers as of tourists as consumers came into focus during the pandemic, so it is new to our organization, and this is why I'm telling you, coming from the tourism world, that there is a momentum. There is a momentum to work together, and our code is a living instrument. It is a soft law instrument. It can encompass new features. We are expecting that we will continue developing principles for the protection of tourists in the digital markets, greenwashing on tourism, over-tourism issues, et cetera, et cetera. And finally, just to thank Argentina, because not only they have fantastic tourism sites, but they also adhered to the code last year, and they will be hosting at the end of this year the second seminar on international tourism law and sustainability, which will have a panel on consumer protection. So I hope this also addresses the question of Indonesia. We can provide technical assistance to countries, but we also organize seminars and trainings with various experts, academic experts, and also other professionals. Thank you very much.